Now, the impeachment inquiry against US President Donald Trump, you know, with public hearings and interviews as well as private witnesses, continues with various officials and diplomats. And there's this an alleged smear campaign of Ambassador Marie Yanovich. That was the key focus this past Friday. We take a look at the latest with Brooke Spector, as I said, U.S. foreign policy expert and associate editor at the Daily Maverick. Brooks, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kino. I'm afraid we're going to be talking about this one for a few months now, aren't we?
Yeah, we will be, hey? And, I mean, that focus on Friday, I'm just looking at Ambassador Yovanovitch.
Yeah, no, she's a 33-year career diplomat, served in all kinds of less than salubrious places, from Somalia to parts of Central Asia. And because of her tenacity and anti-corruption efforts, she went to Ukraine. And for her efforts, proving that no good deed goes unpunished, in the dead of night, they told her to come back on the first plane.
Gee.
Are you there?
I can hear you. I'm just, okay, you know, sure. I mean, this, I'm listening to this and going, is there anything that the Trump administration won't do? It's just, one's not surprised anymore when these sort of things take place.
No, I mean, yeah, but it gives you a sense of end of the worldism almost. So there she is on Friday giving her testimony in her calm, measured, reasonable tones, reading her statement and answering any number of questions in that same reasonable tone, barely expressing any annoyance when she was asked why there was a smear campaign against her. And as you're watching this, the crawler at the bottom of the screen says there's been a Twitter attack on her by Donald Trump.
Yeah,
and you know, but what that did, of course, is that got people worked up and they say, wait a minute, he didn't do a thing on Wednesday when the two male diplomats were talking and they were pretty graphic about what had happened.
Yep.
But the moment there was, guess what, a female diplomat doing this, off he went on a tangent and he went at her. And, you know, you just have to wonder just how symptomatic of his mental workings is this, that he cannot stand criticism by a woman of competence and knowledge who just stands up to him by virtue of what she says. And, of course, it's not over. Over the weekend, one of the career employees in the Office of Management and Budget, which is the actual office that handles the budgeting of the government and how it's dispersed to various agencies as programs are proposed and passed, he testified in camera, except that it is quite clear that he says they could not figure out, the career staff, why in the world there was this holdup on the aid to Ukraine. And of course, we all know what the answer is, but they couldn't track down any piece of paper which explained it. And that's got to be a little troubling if you're a Trump administration person, because it's only going to get worse this week. There are going to be, I forget the number, I think it's six people testifying between now and the end of the week, all of whom are going to offer one more piece of this puzzle. And about the only thing that's going to be left by the time this is all over is a picture of Donald Trump handing a memo to somebody saying, do not give them the money until they agree to beat up on Joe Biden.
Yeah. I just, you know, you look at Donald Trump and you go back, and I'm going to go back to Ambassador, the ambassador that we spoke about, Yovanovitch.
Yeah.
And people are surprised once again that he's done this, but we know the man's a misogynist.
How
long ago did we not hear the recording on that bus and the comments that he made about women? The man is an right and truly misogynistic so-and-so.
Well, you know, I mean, those of us who knew him for, or knew of him for longer, back into the 1980s even, this was already his stock in trade. It's not a surprise. I mean, he was a club scene addict in the 80s. That sort of tells you something. He's been married 3 times, various other girlfriends. None of this gives me any joy, Kino. I mean, it's embarrassing to have to even discuss this and as part of the nature of the society. The good news, and there is good news in this, there really is, there's one bit of good news, is that the Congress, or at least a good chunk of it, is fighting back.
Yes.
And, I mean, my admiration for Congressman Adam Schiff, who's been chairing this inquiry, grows by leaps and bounds every time I see him in the face of all the screaming by his Republican co-committee members. He maintains an even temperament. Either he's extraordinary that way or he's on drugs.
Yeah.
But I think I don't know what he would take. that's not to demean him. He hasn't raised his voice once. In spite of all the howling and the screaming by some of the Republicans, I'm sort of half expecting a couple of them, Jim Jordan especially, and Devin Nunes, I'm sort of waiting for them to suddenly fall onto the ground and self-explode. They're so bitter and angry. And yet Adam Schiff he rules on the motions, proceeds with the hearings, manages the process. And the pieces begin to come out, and they keep making a more and more, more in focus, clearer picture of just what has transpired. The bad news for all of this, and I get lots of messages from friends who are still diplomats and people who have retired, like me, and you know the sad part is what it's done to the way in which people consider that as a career. Like, why in the world would I take a medium reimbursed job? You know, you don't get paid like a banker. Mm. Why would I do that when I could be subject to the ire of a president who sputters and screams at you? I mean, and recruitment will be down, and the self-esteem and the morale. Mm. And the current Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, he's been absolutely silent in any way of protecting any of his employees. And the whole thing is just startling to me.
Absolutely. Brooke Spector, I want to thank you very much for that.